So we're going to study the Maral Sefer Netzach Yisrael in the middle of Perek Vav. In these editions of the Maral on the left-hand side of page Lamed Tes. So it's from Netzach Yisrael, Perek Vav, on the left side of page Lamed Tes. The Maral is discussing a Gemara in the Maseches Gittin, and that Gemara is one that we can explain by appreciating the numbers in Birchas Kohanim. That Birchas Kohanim is with three words, then five words, and then seven in those three psukim. That Birchas Kohanim is composed of three psukim and is a total of 60 osios, 60 letters. Let's see the Maral. So the Maral is talking about, as I said, the Gemara Maseches Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin told us about three great cities, Yerushalayim, Turmalka, and Beitar, that were destroyed, sadly, in Churban Bayis Sheni. And there, the Maral said that they each represent a certain greatness. The greatness of the Shechina being with us is Yerushalayim, and the large populace, the numbers of people, blessedly in Klal Yisrael, in great numbers, is represented by Turmalka, or Har HaMelech in Lashon HaKodesh, an area in Shevet Yehuda, and the fortifications, the strength of the nation, is represented by Beitar. Kvar amarnu ki Turmalka hoya bo bracha. Turmalka had and represents great blessing, ubefrat, bebirchas haribuy, the blessing of a multitude of people, large populations living in the cities of the region Turmalka. Vahu birchas Eretz Yisrael, mitzad haribuy. That's the blessings of Turmalka, and Turmalka represents Eretz Yisrael being a place of blessing. Ki Eretz Yisrael hayuba gimel brachas. It had in it these three brachas, as we said, a large population, ribuyam, krachim gedolim, and most importantly, the Shechina being with us. And as we said, Yerushalayim is where the Shechina was, and Beitar represents the strength of the nation and its fortifications, and the Ribuy Am, the great population, that's represented by Turmalka. Ki Eretz Yisrael hoyu bo gimel brachas shehem shodesh birchas haaretz kimeishim mevu olamal ulefichach kol birchasa hoysa shishim ribu. The bracha in Turmalka was shishim ribu. The Gemara there in Gittin says that there were that many cities. Obviously, it's what we call an exaggeration. It's a guzma. But we have to explain why shishim ribu, because that's, of course, the numbers of Am Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim and became a nation. So there were these multiple cities in Turmalka. Shishim ribu, kumoshi yesh samach oisyos bebracha hamyuchedes liYisrael, just as there are 60 letters in Birchas Kohanim. And that's what we read about in this week's parsha, Parshas Nasa. We read about Birchas Kohanim, the very special brachos, which we still, to this day, impart. Kohanim impart these brachos to us in Eretz Yisrael every day. And there are 60 letters. Each of the letters represents shishim ribu. Each letter represents 10,000 of us, meaning the fullness of the Jewish people. The idea of spreading bracha to every Jew in Klal Yisrael, to every family, is represented by the number of osios in the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. V'chesh ben zeh amru chazal gamkein al ribuy b'chol makayim. The number 60 is always the number that describes blessing. When we talk about a multitude of something, we talk about ribuy in shishim. Shishim is ribuy. Not to be confused with ribu, meaning 10,000. Here we mean ribuy, meaning huge numbers. Chazal will often use the number 60. Cheshbon ze amru chazal gam kein al ribuy b'chol makim, k'may sheper shua toisfis in perek hachayvel in bavakam et tzarek beis, where there the Gemara is talking about shishim rehiti rohit. 60 people can't catch up with one person if those 60 did not have pas shachris. The Gemara there is praising a proper diet in the morning, breakfast. Right? That's what physicians still today talk about. Right? The breakfast is the most important meal to properly begin the day with proper nutrition. And the Gemara says that if someone has proper nutrition in the morning, those who don't can't catch up to him. 60 people who have not had proper nutrition can't catch up to him. Right? That's the concept of pas shachris.
Is it possible that also the shishim is a full life because it says that you don't, because that if you've lived until 60, that kares is before, so maybe that's a full life?
Also true. Yes, that 60 is considered a point in time where if a person goes beyond that, they've lived without being cut from life. It's a full life of 60 because they are otherwise going to be taken before that if chas v'shalom derchayev kares. That's a good point. Ki ha-cheshbon as, I mean, in Bittel also, the Maral goes on to say that the concept of saying that something is so powerful that it defines everything else that joins it, when something is complete and everything else becomes merely subsidiary, it's going to be with the power of Shishim. That's the concept of Bittel. Once there is Shishim, anything else pales in comparison or is overwhelmed by it, because one thing in its completion can envelop and take in the other and define everything else along with it. That's also the concept of Shishim. Ki achashben azehu al ribu v'chein Shishim tachale mate lechoche dechazi achle v'inu leachle. Also there in Bava Kamba, that if someone sees someone eating and enjoying a meal, someone invited to a banquet and someone else is not invited, so the pain, the discomfort has 60 facets. There are 60 facets of pain or discomfort when we can't participate and we watch while others dine and feast. There are many places in Shas where Chazal, when talking about a multitude, used the number 60. Ulefichach, shishim ribuy ayores. That's why we talk about Turmalka and say that it had 60 times 10, meaning 600,000 ayores, cities. V'chalachas haya behem kiyotze Mitzrayim, and then there were 600,000 in each of the cities. Shehem shishim ribu. Hare kizeh ha-cheshben haya leturmalka tamid. This is what we attribute to the idea of Riboy being 60. So it's not to be taken literally. But the reason for the number 60 is because 60 represents this tremendous amount of bracha, this tremendous blessedness, but it all begins with that fact that we were, as a nation, born a nation of 603,550, a nation of 60 ribu, 60 times 10,000, and that therefore the Torah says that's the complete Am Yisrael, and then we are the descendants of them, so we are the continuation of the complete Am Yisrael. 60 oisiyos in Birchas Kohanim represent the full people being fully blessed. There were three cities in Turmalka, shehayu behem kiflayim kiyotze Mitzrayim. Three had kiflayim kiyotze Mitzrayim. So that means if three had kiflayim kiyotze Mitzrayim, that means that, again, you're dealing with the number six. Because kiflayim of three is six. Ki mispar shishim shehu mispar haroi l'tur malka yisoid haskholas ha-mispar hazeh hu shisha. At the core of anything that's being described as beribui, you have the number six. And that happens to be the reason why even shishim ribu ultimately is six times 10 times 10,000, because 6 is the number that represents, as he's going to explain, that represents expansion. 10 is like 1, because that's a unit. The first of the 10s is 10, 20, 30, 40. Shayata Maina, Asara, Estim, Shloshim, Arboim, Chamishim. So the first of that is 10. Kamashata Maina, Echad, Shnaim, Shloshim, Arba. Lekach, Mispar Shishim, Nichlolim, Bimispar Shisha. So when you talk about 60, 60 is represented similarly by the number 6. O mispar shisha nichlolim b'mispar shloisha. And 6 is actually represented by 3. Shehem kfulim. Because what is 6? 3 times 2. Ki mispar shisha heim kineged shisha k'tzavais. 6 represents the 3 corners, or 3 axes, each of which have 2 corners, east, west, north, south, up and down. Asherheim hamalav hamata, tzafan darim, mizrach marav, ve'eloheim zugot k'moshim mevor. So there are 3 axes to all physical measure. Up and down, left and right, forward and back, or up, down, east, west, north, south. Ulekach, shloisha min mispar shishim heim kfulim. Ki yasayid mispar shishim heim shloisha v'heim kfulim. At the core of the idea of the number 60 is 6, and at the core of 6 is 3. And 3, of course, means ribui. 3 always means ribui because 1 and 2 means a multiple. 3 means ribui, growth. And the reason for that is because in everything there has to be a beginning, a middle, and an end. And so when discussing this in Chiddush HaGadlus in Maseches Sanhedrin Kuf Yud, Maral says that there are 3 words to the first pasuk, Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. Because like a straight line, there are 2 ends and a middle. When you expand that, if you would imagine taking a line, and now instead of a line has no space. In order to begin to have shetach, in order to have coverage of space, you have to take the line and spread it and give it width. Now it has coverage. Now there are 4 sides, and the flat area has 4 sides, 1, 2, 3, 4, and a center. Hence, the second pasuk has 5 words. Yo'er Hashem, panav elecha v'chunek. But you still don't have a thing. You have a space, but you don't have geshem. You don't have a thing. Once you're talking about another dimension, what was 5 becomes 7, because now you have left, right, forward, back, up, down, and the center, the central point. The nekuda pnimis, nekuda emtsois, and now you have the number 7. And that's why the third bracha, the maral there, in Chiddush HaGadlus in Sanhedrin says, the third bracha of the 3 brachas is 7 words. Yisoh Hashem panov elecha v'yosem locha shalom. So it's 3, 5, 7, because a kav, a line, represents the beginning of ribui. A point on the left, a point on the right, and the middle. An area, not just a line, an area, a shetach, is 4 sides and a center. But that's not a geshem, that's not yet a thing. It's only an area, it's space, but not an object. It's not a thing. Once you have a something, a building, a box, anything, an object, when it becomes real, it's geshem. And now it has a front, a back, a left, a right, above, below, and a center. That's 7. So here we have an explanation for the number 3, and why at the core of Shishim Ribu you actually have 6, which is Kiflayim of 3. That's why the bracha of Birchas Kahanim is 3 psukim, and why there are 60 osios in these 3 psukim. And as we just said, the Chiddush HaGadol explains in Sanhedrin, Chiddush HaGadol, the Maral explains why it's 3, then 5, and then 7 in the number of the words in these psukim. Let's continue. Ki yisayid mispashishim hem shleshim v'hem kfulim. Mizeh tovin sheyesh birchas bibirchas kaharim shishim oisyes v'gimel psukim. Ki haschola v'yisod elu hashishim hem shlesha. Because at the core, in the beginnings of ribuy and blessing, is 3. And then from there, of course, it expands to 6, and then to Shishim 60 times 10,000, Shishim Ribu, which is the number of Am Yisrael. He goes on and then explains that Nebuch in the Churban, the Gemara says that there were again 300,000 enemy soldiers, that the Churban was perpetrated via 300,000 soldiers of Rome. And the reason for that is, again, because if the basic element in Ribuy is 3, therefore, unfortunately, tragically, then in our Chet, we lose Yerushalayim, and we lose Beitar, and we lose Termalka al yaday 300,000 of the enemy. And finally, it's interesting in the Gvuras Hashem, the Maral Gvuras Hashem Perigimel says that the idea of 600,000. We know that the Torah calls it Shishim Ribu. But Shishim Ribu, in our way of describing it, is 600,000. And that's again because 6 is the what he calls in the Lashon and the Maral is Hispashtus Hatzdodin. Hispashtus Hatzdodin. The expansion of a space and of a physical measure. From a center, you go again, as we've said, to the left, to the right, forward, back, up, and down. You go 6 directions. Hispashtus is in 6 directions, and that's why Am Yisrael was destined to have at its very founding that number, 600,000. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, preparing us and destined us to be a blessed people. We should sense that. Not just say, yeah, we were great and we had, you know, great numbers. There's a reason why, for instance, the blessing of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim was Shisha Bekeres Echad. 6 in one womb. That the babies were sometimes born with so many babies at once. Why 6? Again, because that number represents HaKadosh Baruch who's taking us and expanding in all ways. And that's the bracha represented by the number 6. And when it comes to Birchas Kahanim, that number 6 plays a prominent role because there are 60 Osios in Birchas Kahanim. We should be zocheh mirtz Hashem to the fulfillment of everybody in Klal Yisrael feeling and knowing and becoming worthy of and then gaining from all the brachos of Birchas Kahanim in mirtz Hashem. And we should be zocheh to the last and greatest bracha of all, Yosem Lecha Shalom.